And welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And we are trying to get through to our guest, R. Clark Cooper, who is the Executive Director of the Log Cabin Republicans. Previously, he was a Deputy Director of Florida Governor Jeb Bush's Federal Affairs Office. He then joined the Army and served in Iraq. His last appointment was as Counselor at the United States Mission to the United Nations. And in May of 2010, he took over as executive director of the Log Cabin Republicans and has been working with congressional Republicans to further LGBT equality. He has just been elected to the District of Columbia Republican Committee, and he was having a meeting of the Republican Committee when I talked to him earlier, and he swore to us that he would be ready at 20 minutes to 9 East Coast time. So he's running 5 minutes late, and we will hopefully get through to him. In the meantime, the debate last night, of course, featured seven of the candidates, some of the more important ones, and certainly the ones that get more attention in the press, particularly Sarah Palin, were not present. And there was the general reviews of from the media. First of all, it's worth mentioning that it was the event was put on by CNN, who tried to make it a monumental and important event, I think because their ratings are so poor and because they're in such a battle with Fox News for relevance. And so they were only too happy to trumpet the importance of this debate, which is happening rather early, shall we say, given that the election year has yet to begin. And the seven were, well, one of them, of course, was Michelle Bachmann, Congresswoman, who pretty much has got the same constituency backing her as Sarah Palin, who was not there. So she took advantage of the of this. I'm not sure how many people were listening or watching, probably only a couple of million, given the ratings that CNN have. But she did take advantage of the situation to announce her candidacy. There was, of course, the front runner who ran last time, and he Mitt Romney. He was on as well with Tim Pawlenty, the governor of Minnesota. They're basically calling Pawlenty and Bachmann the Minnesota Twins. And he was also joined by Rick Santorum, who was a former senator from Pennsylvania, who's also trying to carve out the Tea Party right-wing evangelical territory, which, of course, is a growing constituency in the Republican Party. And then you had Ron Paul, who is a Republican but largely a libertarian. And then, of course, you had the president of or the former CEO of Godfather Pizza, who I did a piece on recently with the Washington correspondent Aldenette, who had been to some of these CPAC meetings where he was carving out some territory as quite a star and a plain speaking kind of businessman in the mold of Ross Perot. Where you kick the tires and lift up the hood and you fix the problem. But he actually was, of all of them, was, I thought, the flattest and clearly didn't know much about politics. And not that it matters nowadays. Of course, you don't have to know anything. You don't even have to know American history, apparently. But the one moment that could have been interesting was when Tim Pawlenty, the governor of Minnesota, ex-governor of Minnesota, was given the opportunity to attack Mitt Romney, who he had attacked earlier by conflating Obamacare with Romney Care from when Romney was the governor of Massachusetts. And he was asked repeatedly by the CNN moderator, John King, to repeat what he said, or at least justify what he said, and he refused to do that and kept attacking Obama, which, of course, everybody did endlessly. But of course, I suppose you could arguably the Democrats did the same thing with George W. Bush, but at least when the Democrats attacked George W. Bush, their attacks were based on fact. They weren't making up stuff like the Godfather pizza guy who claims that Obama comes from Kenya. So the long and the short of it was that they were plenty wimped out. So I think he's toast. I think he's going to be branded as a wimp. And the other guy who was a train wreck coming in, of course, was Newt Gingrich. His campaign just imploded the other day while he's off with his wife on a Greek island vacation while they're taking a yacht and lying in the sun. The staff were going crazy, saying he was missing out on important events in Iowa. So they all quit en masse. He managed to, in terms of the audience, he managed to come across with a couple of cogent remarks. But the long and the short of it is that it seems that the punditry says that Romney did well because he didn't do poorly, which means that he's still the front runner, and that the star of the evening was Michelle Bachmann because she put sentences together and made a certain amount of sense. Now, of course, the bar was considerably lowered because previously she had accused a lot of Democrats of being traitors. She had referred to the founding fathers as having anguished over slavery, which they tried monumentally to get rid of, which is a very peculiar reading of American history, given that a civil war was fought 100 years later over the very issue of slavery. And the one person who refused to sign the Declaration of Independence was warned, in fact, that there would be, that trying to finesse slavery in the Constitution would have end up with a civil war. That was George Mason, one of the more prescient of the founding fathers, who was somewhat the intellectual mentor of both Jefferson and Washington. So she did well because she just seemed to make a little more sense than she normally does, although she does have a very strident quality to her voice. However, she did point out in announcing that she was running for president that she is a tax lawyer, the mother of five children, and the, I guess, godmother, stepmother, foster mother, I suppose is the right term, of 23 others. So that's quite a household. So that would be an interesting thing to find out more about. On the surface, it sounds like she's doing the Lord's work, and it's a wonderful thing to take care of all of these disadvantaged children who are unwanted children. That's one of the, of course, the criticisms of the right to life is that they are obsessed with abortion, but once the kids are born, they don't give a damn about them. And she certainly appears to be somebody that is walking the walk as well as talking the talk. So that will be interesting to find out more about that. And who else was on that? I mean, it was pretty painful for me to watch because, frankly, I cannot believe the caliber of all of these people and the reputation in Republican circles of Mitt Romney, the front runner, is that he's a phony, that he's just not a genuine person. I thought, in many ways, some light was shed on him by an interview I did the other day with a veteran reporter with the Boston Globe, who has covered Romney back when he ran in the last time and when he was governor of Massachusetts. And he was saying that the thing you have to understand about Romney is that he comes out of the corporate world. He's not a politician, but he's a guy that's used to having corporate public relations, corporate security, a wall where you come into the lobby. You've got to go through metal detectors and various private security to be ushered up to the suite to meet him. That's how corporations operate. Politicians and politics is not the same as the corporate America. You know, the halls of Congress are open. It's supposed to be the people's house. So, and reporters do have fairly free and open access to politicians who are quite often willing to talk. Some of them talk too much, like Anthony Weiner. But the long and the short of it is that he is a very much a corporate creature. And if he does become president of the United States, I think it will move this country further into a more corporate direction. He'll be the CEO of America, and I don't think he has the instincts or understandings of how different the public square is from the corporate office tower. And it's actually a very grim prognosis to my mind. But the good news is he's so boring, and so inauthentic. And the other guy, the other Mormon, if you will, who wasn't there last night, is apparently a very interesting guy. He's a very smart guy, very articulate. He's the former U.S. ambassador to China. He speaks Mandarin Chinese. And he's the kind of candidate that the Republican establishment's been trying to get to run because they think he could really take on Obama. And, of course, in electoral terms, it makes far more sense for the Republicans to run a centrist to a moderate as opposed to a far right-wing Tea Party bomb thrower, because that constituency is fairly narrow, even though it's a dedicated one. And Palin certainly got that constituency wrapped up. But Obama will get elected with the center, as will the Republican. And the Republican establishment seem to think that Huntsman is the best guy, at least that's my understanding of it, to beat Obama. But that's not how the system works. And it's so strange to me that so many liberals are just obsessed with Sarah Palin, and so many people give her free publicity by talking about her all the time. And the reality is that the progressives and liberals should be praying that the Republican Party nominate her, because if they care about four more years of having Democrats in control of the executive branch, with the Supreme Court hanging by the balance, that one more far-right wing winger like the four or five Catholic boys that are in there now, this country would be back, you know, probably to the 18th, 17th century almost, maybe the 14th, maybe it'd be almost like the Taliban. They are so reactionary, the Alito, Scalia, Roberts. They are such corporatists. It's quite scary. So it could be a very grim and difficult road for President Obama to get reelected, because the people that the record numbers that voted for him back in 2008 didn't show up in 2010, and the real question is, will they show up in 2012? You have been listening to me ramble because our guest didn't show. I'd like to thank Spencer Downing and Kim Nassiter, and this program's available at emasters.com. Not this one, by the way. And I will be back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. Bye for now. Lady dressed in white with the man she loved.